Chapter 2, Building a Credit Profile. Having a good credit profile is absolutely key in today's environment. If you need a new or used car, you can make monthly payments on it instead of trying to come up with all the cash needed. Buying a house requires good credit as well. Employers can use a credit report in some industries as part of a hiring decision. Insurance companies use credit scores to help maintain an insurance premium amount. You can help your kids establish good credit even before they know what credit actually is. How? By putting them on one of your credit cards as an authorized user. There's no need to physically provide them with a card, but put them on as a user. They'll be building a credit profile based upon your credit. Here's some advice that can help raise your own credit scores while setting the tone for your children's future credit profile. Today, companies that issue credit don't order a credit report and look line item by line item at each and every credit account. Instead, they use credit scores. Credit scores are a series of three-digit numbers that range from 300 to 850. The higher the number, the better the credit. There are three main credit repositories: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Merchants and businesses across the country subscribe to these services as well as report their own customers' payment histories to these credit agencies. A consumer completes a credit application, and the information is sent electronically to a credit reporting agency who in turn replies with a credit score. Most credit decisions today ask for a minimum 620 score, but that can vary based upon the merchant. Credit scores are broken down into five basic categories, and those are payment history, available credit, length of credit history, types of credit, credit inquiries. Payment history accounts for 35% of the total score and is the most important factor. Paying on time, on or before the due date, will cause credit scores to rise. Yet, if a payment is recorded as more than 30 days past the due date, the score will begin to fall. The score will fall further still if a payment is made more than 60, then 90 days past the due date. Accounts that go into collection hurt scores further still. Charge-offs, judgments, and ultimately a bankruptcy will push scores into the 300 range. Available credit is expressed as a percentage of the amounts owed to the amount of credit available. If a credit card has a $10,000 credit line and there is a $3,000 balance, the balance accounts for 30% of the credit line. The ideal balance to limit ratio is 30%, and credit scores will begin to rise. Having a balance and paying on time without going over the credit limit helps scores. On the other hand, as balances approach the credit lines or even goes over the credit limit, scores will begin to fall. It's also interesting to note that having a zero balance doesn't help credit scores. Why? Because there's no way to tell if a borrower handles credit accounts responsibly if the account has never been used. It sounds a bit counterintuitive, but that's how it works. Available credit contributes 30% of the total credit score. The length of credit history makes 15% of the score. The longer a person has credit, the higher the score will be. Types of credit and credit inquiries both contribute 10% to the score. Types of credit means using various credit lines, such as an auto loan, a credit card, and a mortgage, and not using just one type of credit. A credit inquiry is recorded each time a creditor looks at your credit at your request. Multiple credit inquiries in a relatively short period of time will cause scores to fall. So, knowing this, how can you improve your scores and provide your children with a solid credit footing? If you concentrate on both payment history and available balance, you've just tackled 2/3 of the total score. Make payments on time and keep a responsible balance, and your credit scores will soar. Now, on the other hand, if you currently don't have the best of credit and are having trouble keeping up with your monthly payments, by all means, don't put your children on as an authorized user on any account. Instead, concentrate on improving your own scores before adding them as an authorized user. Again, There's no need to give them the credit card. And in fact, they may not even be aware of it.